We get a one personal space, two personal space, three.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is episode 106 of the IDP Guys. My name is Nathan. I'm joined today by Johnny.
Hey.
It's just us today. No Sean.
That's it.
Yep, so we're going to get through this, and hopefully you guys have a Merry Christmas and had a good championship win. A little bit of notes here, news and notes before we get into the thing. We are going on break after this show until the Super Bowl. So don't expect another episode until January 28th-ish. And hope you guys have a good time and interact with us on Twitter. We'll have a show January 28th, February 4th, and then we'll go on our off-season break until time for rookies and all that jazz. So with that, let's launch into the question. How was your season? What are you going to do differently next year, Johnny?
It was good. It was good. Won a lot of cash, a few championships. Happy all around. Maintain the diamond rating. All important. And I was talking about this with Lamont and a couple other people the other day. Steve, actually, too.
Oh, really?
So what's been different about fantasy football lately is the injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, between these weird fields that aren't grass, that, like, you've got so much grip, you just tear an ACL because there's no give. The speed and, like, the strength of players. The injuries are happening at a rate that we have not seen ever before, and it gets worse every fucking year.
Mm.
So what I'm thinking about doing differently next year is drafting more like it's best ball, even in regular leagues. Like, instead of taking starters for each position and then some flyers afterwards, I'm going to lock down productive positions on teams. Like, so this year you would have done it like, take Saquon first overall. Once you get your offense drafted, IDP, all that, then you take Wayne Gallman. Then you find Wayne Gallman's backup. Then you take that guy.
Oh, wow.
And you do the same thing with everyone else who's, like, important on your team.
Okay.
So, yeah, this will give you less flyers. But I mean, think about how many players that we've seen them go out, then their backup and their backup go out, and then the backup of the backup go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, just look at the Jags linebacker situation. How many of those fuckers have we seen this year? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been signing people off the street just to play them.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking of trying that next year to try and mitigate injuries.
So that's an interesting concept. Would you do it just for your, like, number ones at a position? Or would it be, like, your ones and twos? Like, say you're starting three running backs, three wide receivers. Are you getting the backup to your third, you know, running back, third wide receiver?
No, because there's probably not enough bench space to do all that. But I would lock up the important positions, like your starting running back, your starting receiver, defensive end, your top linebackers, stuff like that. And more, it would be based on teams. You know what I mean? Like if you got a team like Bears, perfect example, Roquan Smith, Danny Trevathan went out this year. Kwiatkowski and Kevin Pierre-Lewis, not bad. They've been okay. You know what I mean? If I had drafted them earlier in the year, you know, during the draft, I wouldn't have had them in scrambling for guys like, I don't know, Donald Payne, which turned out okay. But there was that question, is he playing, is he not playing?
Oh, you love that question.
Right. And then, but if you get someone that is the backup and they're guaranteed, you know they're playing, you don't have to deal with that shit and you don't have to waste a waiver wire pick on that. You could do it for something else. You could have gotten, you know, DeAndre Washington and gotten a nice running back or something. So okay. I'm going to test that out, see how that goes next year.
That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. I like it.
Yeah.
My season this year wasn't so great. I got one ship. We'll be going into this, you know, a little bit later. Didn't make a lot of cash. I did make some, which was cool. But honestly, it was kind of like I had really good teams that just shit the bed at the wrong moment. Mm-hmm. I had, I think, three or four number one seed team rosters and wound up, you know, some of those ended up being thirds, third round prizes, you know, whatever. I got that one ship in that weird freaking league that you set up. So nothing too good there. What I'm thinking about for next year differently is I want to load up on running backs and wide receivers more because I feel like all of those teams, like I had that one guy that was really good. And then I was just putting in, I think, you know, I got lucky on Austin Eckler. I got lucky on Chris Carson. One league, Chris Carson was my number one running back. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't focus. I did that, like, zero RB kind of thing. Just didn't work out, you know. If I had the number one pick next year, I'm taking CMC, and then I'm going probably with another running back right after.
Yeah.
Wide receiver-wise, I've had a couple leagues where those were really good. So I don't know. It is a balance, but that's what I'm thinking for next year. Also, I'm going to start investing in best ball. I really am starting to enjoy that. And I like your mentality of like throughout the season, just doing those $5 drafts.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you know, right around now you're cashing in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, and you could, I mean, it doesn't even have to be five. You could do $5 $1 drafts, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, and just space it out over the whole summer, over the whole preseason. And by the time you get to week one, you've got like 20, 25 leagues and just sit back and wait for it to happen. Just watch it come through. Yeah.
This week's news.
All righty. News late week. I don't know how we missed this, but it wasn't just us. Big Three missed this also. I heard them talking about it their last show. So Telvin Smith got arrested.
No way.
In November, November 30th. The police raided his house, and there was a report that there was a major marijuana operation that was shut down in that area the same day. There's been like a media blackout with this, so there's no record of him being arrested. All we know is that there was a raid and that the same day in that same area, a major marijuana operation was shut down. So it's unknown if it was his, what the raid was for, if he was arrested or not. And part of this is he hasn't talked to anyone on the team, and it was over a month at that point. It's longer now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on like communications blackout. So no one knows what the fuck's going on with him. He's got police kicking in his door. He retired out of the blue. It's just not good. It's not a good look.
Do you think that's a little bit of the CTE or something along those lines of like,
yeah, it's gotta be
just weirdness happening and irrational behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, he's got enough money. He could have a minor weed thing going on and just be his personal consumption.
Sure.
You know, but that's not good. I mean, I've stashed Delvin Smith in a couple dynasty leagues, hoping that he comes back next year.
Yeah, it's not looking good right now, but we'll see what happens. Michael Thomas sets the wide receiver reception record, 145 receptions with still 1 week to go. That was pretty cool. That was a hell of a record to smash. I think it was, what, Marvin Harrison's record? Yeah, that's pretty impressive. He's had a really good year.
So do you sell him now?
No.
No?
No, you have to be fucking crazy. When Breeze eventually leaves, he might go down a little bit for me price-wise, but even with Teddy Bridgewater in there this year, it was the same shit. You know, as long as it's PPR, he's fine. It's death by 1,000 10-yard in cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what would you, if you were trading him away, what would you have to take a couple first round picks?
Oh,
I mean,
at least
assume that that would be minimum.
Yeah. I'm not trading him though. I as long as Breeze is there, I definitely want him. And even without Breeze, he held his value fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was interesting. Congratulations, Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz broke his rib against the Cowboys. We'll see whether or not he plays this week. That's kind of big for the DFS market. But we'll see how that goes. Also, Chris Carson gone for the year. CJ Procise gone for the year. And that means Beast Mode is back.
Yeah, I saw that last night. They inked that deal.
Yeah, interesting. I think they're still just going to get their assholes handed to them by the 49ers, but whatever. It's a good story.
Yeah.
So that's good. AJ Green, better late than never, went to IR. Baker Mayfield feud. Did you see anything on that?
I did not. Tell me more.
He got into it with Cowherd again. Cowherd basically was just, you know, calling him a baby and stuff like that. And he basically said, I know you are, but what am I? Or I'm not even kidding. That's like kind of what his reply was. And it's just beyond ridiculous. Like,
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Exactly. So just more stupidity out of Cleveland. Nothing new there. JJ Watt designated to return from IR.
Interesting.
Won't be this week, but it'll be for playoffs. And that is good for our playoff challenge. That is one more guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. Leighton Vander
Eschmein Scheiser
went to IR and is getting neck surgery.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Mason Rudolph also to IR. No one cares about that though. And I thought this was interesting. Chandler Jones joins the UMMTTC club this week and has 19 sacks on the year. The record is 22-5. He's got 1 week left. That's only 3.5 sacks. He just did 4 this last week. It's possible. He could break that record. I mean, wow. It's not likely, but damn, he's having a really good year. Like, really good year.
Well, they're on defense a lot. So.
Yeah, so it's possible. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Is it 19 for the year? That's insane.
Yeah. Where's Shaq Barrett?
It's 16.5 or something like that.
Not
16
quite
or 16.
Shatter that record?
No. He's terrible. But yeah, that's about it for news this week.
All right, so let's jump into how we did this week. This is pretty much the last week we can do this. I mean, we're going on break anyways, but fantasy football is over.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of something we're going to announce a little later, but
yeah, and FanDuel, and that's it.
Oh yeah, yep. There's always that. So how'd you do?
2 championships, including the IDP Guys Writer League.
Congrats.
Thank you. And your home league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That Julio trade came in handy.
That was, you made Steve number 2 for the 3rd time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
can't break through.
Yeah. He just can't break through. It's,
yeah.
Your team got hot right at the right time.
Well, it was the first time they were all healthy all season. Like,
yeah,
it worked out pretty well.
You snuck into the playoffs, if I remember.
No, yeah. There were a couple of leagues like that where I just barely clawed in and ended up getting first or second. So, yeah, I was saying this all year in my article. Like, it doesn't matter where you are, how you get in. As long as you fucking get in,
yeah,
anything can happen. And that's exactly what happened.
Because things start to figure itself out right around that week 14, week 13, so that you, if you do make it in,
yeah,
you have an idea, you know. Yeah, Deion Jones week 2, week 3 was having some weirdness going on, but I mean, he still kind of wasn't the greatest the past couple of weeks, but you at least knew what you were looking at.
Right. So 2 firsts, 3 seconds, 4 thirds, $470 winning from leagues, maintained the diamond rating, and it actually went up, which was nice due to a stat correction last night.
Nice.
Thank you, Daniil Hunter and Stat Correct Gods. FanDuel, we're at 278 for the season. Best Ball, 177. 925 total. 15 trophies between NFL and college. 4 titles and 1 Rampage arcade machine.
Nice. That's awesome. That's a boatload of cash there, man.
Yeah. That's the best I think it's ever been. That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
As far as for me, I got one championship that was the
Snap League.
The Snap League. The John came up with on a whim. What was that, like 2 weeks before the season started?
People were bitching about kickers and team defenses, so we made an all kickers and team defenses league.
Yeah, there was how many owners? Like 8 owners in that league?
Yep.
Because we couldn't go anymore because there's only so many.
Right, there's only 32 kickers and 32 defenses.
Right, and we were starting 3 of each.
Right.
And I went through the draft, had 2 of my kickers retire on me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was looking like it was just going to be a dead year in that league, like basically give up. I did a trade with Trader Joe to get, I think, Sly, so that I could at least fill out my kickers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an extra defense. So I basically didn't have a bench.
Right.
And I went through, I was first seed for a while and then got unseated, went into the playoffs and just somehow made it through and just won. I was averaging like 100 points a week, which was pretty good for the state of my roster.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was cool. I got 2 third places, third place trophies. My home league, I beat Joey in.
Mm-hmm.
Actually outscored everyone this week. Mm-hmm. I was over 200 points and outscored both of you guys in first and second. So sometimes it's just luck, you know, your team dropping at the wrong point and, you know, not much you can do there. But I was number 1 point scorer in the league,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. It's something.
Yeah.
And then I joined, I got an orphan. It was a Game of Thrones league.
Mm-hmm.
In with some guys, I think, who was it? Tyler Joseph got me into that league.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, he was on me and he was like, yo, join this league. And I was like, I want to, you know, increase my dynasties league. So I joined up, did the dispersal draft, and I was actually first in that league for a few weeks and then ended up dropping down to just making playoffs just for, I don't know, stuff happened. And then I had an upset and then lost in the second and went into the third place matchup and won it. So that was cool. Made 80 bucks.
Nice. That. Yeah, you made 80 bucks from IDP Open too.
No, that's what I'm... Yeah, it was IDP Open. Yeah. I lost that one.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
But that was a fun league I was in. But yeah, IDP Open, third place, 80 bucks.
Yep.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good league. I gotta win that one of these years. But
yeah, you were in the championship this year.
Yeah, fucking Dak's shoulder was messed up, and I had gotten Daniel Jones just because of that, and I just didn't pull the trigger because
it's a tough one.
Part of that was Steve had Dak in your league, so I wanted to set up.
Oh, I
like
gotcha.
Like a dichotomy or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so if Dak did good for me. Or if he did good for Steve and I lost that league, he'd do good for me in this league and I'd win this league. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I set it up. So I don't know. It was stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
It almost worked out.
Last year, I think we, you didn't win last year.
No, second again.
Second again.
Yeah.
So you've done second place twice and I think I've hit third place or I was at least in the third place matchup last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was something, but we've done well in that league 2 years in a row.
No, it's a nice league. It's a seriously big play league.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we made some changes, like strategy wise. I think next year, that's the other change I'll make is adding, take one less good floor linebacker out and put in like a Chandler Jones or a Shaq Barrett.
Sure.
Instead, you know what I mean?
Set up for that big play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I've been chatting with the guy who runs that league.
Yeah. Bryce. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Definitely good. Didn't he win?
He did.
Oh, you were playing him. Okay. Yeah.
He did. It was literally down to the last 10 minutes of that game last night.
Nice.
It went back and forth all week. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. So, speaking of leagues and all that stuff, we wanted to go through and give a little time to our listener leagues from this year. Johnny set up one, which was a free league, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had two pay leagues, and then I had this random league that I set up last minute that was kind of interesting. But Johnny, go into your league.
Yeah, so this is one, I think we started doing this our first year. We were out here doing this podcast, and everyone liked it so much, I just kept the same group of guys together and split off from whatever.
Yeah,
and was like,
this is your own.
This is just mine. Yeah, this is my listener league. And it's good. IDP Beast won first place. Tackles and Bitches was second. And What You Gonna Do was third. So, yeah, we'll keep that together next year. Once again, it's a good group of dudes. Good time.
What's the settings like in there?
It's like our Writers League, except I pumped up pass defenses. So it's like 2 points to tackle, one an assist. 3 points pass defense, 6 points sack, 6 points interception, and then, you know.
How'd you do in that league?
Not great. No. I've never done well against those guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it. Part of it is I, after the first year of it, I shit-canned everyone that was inactive, and I keep only active people. So you're talking 16 teams times however many players each. You know, everyone's in the draft, so you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel by the time you get to the end. But I know you got that going on too.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me go into, we had two pay leagues this year, which was pretty cool. There was all IDP, so there was no offensive players in this one league. Gridiron Jihad got first. The Defenders got second. Loves the D got third. And for both of these leagues, the payouts are 120 for the first, 80 for second, 40 for third. For you guys that have won, just give me until after the holidays and then we'll get those payouts going to your PayPal. And then for the second league was it's offense and defense. And this one, Hellcats came in first, followed by Hut Lords. And third is Wobberitas. So, pretty good, league for both of those. My team in all IDP, that was my first redraft of the season, and I slept through it.
Mm.
So for an all IDP team, it was not good.
Yeah.
I named it the Replacements and actually didn't come in last. So Sean, it can be done.
Yeah.
If you pay attention.
Sure.
I didn't make playoffs, but I was only like two or three wins out.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And then offense defense league, I was actually first seed and I didn't set up the playoffs correctly. So I played the eighth seed and lost, which sucked.
Yeah. Yahoo's got a change their settings with playoffs. Like, there are a bunch of leagues I expected to have buys in and didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Why is this happening?
Right. It should just be standard.
Yeah. Like, one and two should get a buy.
Right. And then the last league that I want to go into is the IDP Guys Open. This was a huge play league, huge roster league, 16 guys. And we had, I used every single position you can in Yahoo. So there was like four or five bench spots, but 32 total roster. You were starting like six linebackers, six safeties, six defensive ends, and then four of the other guys, cornerbacks and defensive tackles. And you literally were scraping the bottom of the barrel. Anyone that had a shot that could sniff starting time, you were putting them in. For this league, number one winner gets a free shirt from myfantasyfootballshirt.com. That goes to Mr. Mayhem IDP. He got number one. Rough Riders came in second. Nick Oss Neat Team came in third.
Mm.
So,
nice.
Mr. Mayhem, Rob, congrats, man. I'll hit you up and we'll get you that free shirt. So the last thing I want to do before we go on is plug the playoff league. We are doing the second annual IDP Guys Playoff Challenge. Basically, this is on MFL. It's set up like a contest. If you remember the old school like salary cap from Yahoo, it's similar to that. You basically, from the available pool of players who's playing in the playoffs, you pick and fill out a roster, and you can use a single player one time.
Right.
So you have to kind of have some strategy. You know, if you think that Tom Brady is going to play in the Super Bowl, you might not play him, you know,
immediately. Yep.
Stuff like that. And it's a full roster. I think start 16, which 8 and 8, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've pumped up the scoring. So it's kind of big play, but also it's 2 points per tackle. So it's should be interesting and should be fun. So hit me up on Twitter. At Nate Cheat, you can hit the main account at IDP Guys. You can email me Nathan@writerdesign.com or Nathan@IDPGuys.org. Just let me know that you're interested. It takes me like 2 seconds to put in your email. You get invited, and it's unlimited. We can have as many people as we want. So I've got it set for like 70, hoping we get, you know, a good amount, and then we'll do that, and then we're going to give away a $25 gift card to myfantasyfootballshirt.com, so you can get, you know, a couple shirts, whatever, to the winner of the playoff league.
Nice.
Gut check.
All right. Time for gut check. This is the part of the show where we pair together two sets of defensive players and a set of offensive players, talk about them, how we like them on our roster, who we would be starting. Then we put them into a tweet, send them out to you guys and see what you think. So let's talk about last week's gut checks. The first one is a pair of running backs, Philadelphia's Miles Sanders versus Buffalo's Devin Singletary with 181 votes. 70% Miles Sanders.
Interesting.
I think I called this the other way for Twitter, but
yeah.
So I got that wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So what do you think of that 70%? I think it's, you went with.
It's still early.
Yeah.
I went with Singletary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. A pair of linebackers, Houston's Zach Cunningham versus Buffalo's Tremaine Edmonds with 161 votes. 54% Tremaine Edmonds.
Good.
Nice. Finally, pair of defensive ends. The cheek clappers here. Washington's Matt Lionitis. Cincinnati's Sam Hubbard. 158 votes. 64% Sam Hubbard.
Yeah, I can see it. Speaking of cheek clappers or people that got their cheeks clacked this week, we forgot the Shaq Barrett-Odell tracker. That's all right, though. So Shaq Barrett, who I've been cautioning people about all year, in championship week got you 2 combined tackles. That's it.
Oh.
That's all I got this week. When it mattered most, when you needed him most. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Beckham actually had a good game. He had like 4 receptions, 44 yards, and a touchdown. So for him, that's good this year anyway. All righty, getting into this week's gut check. So we were talking about Chandler Jones earlier. If this is Dynasty, I mean, the answer is obviously Barrett. Jones has been around since like 2012. But I just want to see what the people think about like next year.
Mm-hmm.
So edge guys, do you want Shaq Barrett or Chandler Jones? This year, Shaq Barrett has 39 solo tackles, 13 assists, 16 and a half sacks, 2 pass defense, 1 pick, 6 forced fumbles. Chandler Jones has 40 solo tackles, 11 assists, 19 sacks, 3 pass defense, 8 forced fumbles. I want Chandler Jones. I dislike Shaq Barrett. I've disliked Shaq Barrett since week one this year.
Yeah. Now, do you dislike Shaq Barrett because of the hype around Shaq Barrett?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
But like if you were just in a league that had like monstrous big play and
I'd still rather have TJ Watt or Chandler Jones. If it's Dynasty though, yeah, I'll take Shaq Barrett because he's gonna have like a big contract and a job and do this for the next like 5 years easy.
Yeah. It's interesting.
But if it's like redraft all IDP, or just redraft IDP with Edge, give me TJ Watt or Chandler Jones or Khalil Mack.
Mm. Gotcha. But yeah, I probably, I don't know. I think depending on where I was at in the draft, because I feel like Chandler Jones, you can get later.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that value.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett, you're probably going to have to pay up for. And especially if you're trying to trade for one of these guys, you could probably float. What would you like?
I have no idea.
Second, late second, early third round rookie pick for Chandler Jones.
I have no idea. Yeah. Everyone's all over the place with dynasty stuff.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I'd, if it was price, I'd go Chandler Jones.
Yep. Alrighty, next one, pair of rookie wide receivers that have really impressed this year. First one is A.J. Brown, who's been just hot fire lately. 48 receptions this year, 927 receiving yards, 7 receiving touchdowns, 60 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown, 1 fumble lost. Up against Terry McLaurin, 58 receptions, 919 receiving yards, 7 receiving touchdowns, 0 rushing yards, 0 fumbles lost. And just looking at the future, I think I want A.J. Brown just because he's tied to probably Ryan Tannehill for the next 4 to 5 years, and I trust Ryan Tannehill a hell of a lot more than I trust Case Keenum or Dwayne Haskins.
Do you think Ryan Tannehill is... That's the Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Tennessee drafts a quarterback?
No.
You think they'll go with Tannehill?
Absolutely. Okay. There's already been talk about them signing him long term.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I like Terry McLaurin as much as he's been utilized this year because of his quarterbacks. So I'd probably go A.J. Brown, too.
All righty. Last one, pair of safeties. First one is Tracy Walker. 77 solo tackles on the year, 20 assists, no sacks, 6 pass defense, 1 pick, 1 forced fumble. Up against the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, 56 solo tackles, 12 assists, 2 sacks, 10 pass defense, 3 picks, 0 forced fumbles. I just picked Honey Badger because he's young-ish and was in the same points area. This is Tracy Walker's stats missing, what, 2-3 games?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's batshit crazy. Like, Walker is going to be a stud for years to come. I'd give me Tracy Walker.
Yeah, I think Tracy Walker was the first Detroit, I don't know if it was player or safety, to reach 90 tackles since, like, some guy in the 90s.
Mm.
So he's definitely secured his spot on the team.
Yeah.
On that roster. So, and Honey Badger, I mean, he's great. But he is getting older. I like Tracy Walker.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, Badger's not that old.
No, he's not that old.
But, and it's like, if you look at his production, though, like, his points must have come from the sacks,
mm-hmm.
the pass defense, the 2 more picks. Like, Walker's got a much better tackle floor. Like, much better.
Yeah. Well, and you got to remember that defense, the Detroit defense has to get better.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So there is that volatility, you know, Tracy Walker had to be, someone's got to make the tackle. They can't go for a touchdown every play. So Tracy Walker, basically safety net. I don't know if they get, Chase Young, maybe that changes something. They get a better linebacking core. I don't know, but I like Tracy Walker enough to take that gamble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's answer a listener question. If you would like to submit a question to the IDP guys, you can send it to us on Twitter at IDP guys. You can call us 313-986-1473. Leave a message. We will play it on the show and answer it. The crazier, the better. We love those. Andrew in Oregon, we miss you. And
yeah, he actually hit us up the other day, said he's going to leave a voicemail soon.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Yep.
And then you can also join the subscriber chat, which is go to idpguys.org, subscribe for $1, and get into the chat and ask all the questions you want. So this one coming from the subscriber chat, Chris W. He asks, who would you keep for next year? I'm guessing this is a keeper league, mm-hmm. one keeper, Singletary, McLaurin, Slayton, Danny Dimes, Hockenson, Marquise Brown, or N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, all these guys got some kind of issue with them. I just feel like Singletary has less of an issue than most of these guys. McLaurin is tied to a shitty quarterback. Slayton is tied to a massively inconsistent quarterback.
I think like Slayton, you can get late in a draft. Like,
yeah, you can toss him back into the pile and get him again if you want. Right. Yeah. Danny Dimes, no. Hockenson, not yet. Down the line, sure. Marquise Brown, same thing. Massively inconsistent. N'Keal Harry, even more massively inconsistent. Yeah. Singletary, I mean, Gore's going to be a year older, and he's already getting phased out of the offense. Singletary's getting a ton of touches, a ton of work, and that offense is, like, built for him. They run and play defense.
Yeah. I definitely had Singletary as the number one guy I'd want to keep. I was thinking Marquise Brown because he's tied to Ravens. Right?
Yeah, Lamar. But, I mean, he has big games, but they're like, spotty.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at this lineup of guys, and I think Singletary and Brown were the only two I was interested in.
Right, right.
But I would probably go Singletary.
Yeah.
All right. This is the last week for this week in review for us, but let's jump into steak and salad. Johnny, hit me with your steak.
Okay, my steak would be that Lamont got me into those two leagues, and thank you again. And I'm gonna take the winnings from one of them and buy that Rampage arcade that we can play.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Also, steak would be don't have to write articles until next year.
yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to the time off too.
Seriously.
For sure.
You can just enjoy fucking football without all the anxiety and fucking deadlines and shit.
Just enjoy the playoffs. I'm looking forward to that. And just
We gotta up our wing intake for the playoffs.
I agree.
Yeah.
That is 100% necessary.
Yep.
My steak, Rise of Skywalker, was not shit.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I was very happy. Not a fantasy football take, but just saying it. Rise of Skywalker might be the best of the last three.
Right. And we got our new messiah out of that.
Babu Freak.
Babu Freak. That's right. Little 1 foot tall droid hacking alien.
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
Droid hacking alien.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, Babu Freak.
They need a spinoff just with him.
Yeah. Him and Baby Yoda should get their own show. That would just be incredible.
Like the Odd Couple kind of show? Like, take it completely out of the Star Wars context?
Oh, my God.
All right, so salad. Toss that salad, Johnny.
I mean, it's the same as every week. The Cowboys can't beat anyone. They suck ass. Also, on the flip side of things, I am going to miss writing the articles until next year because the people that read, like, we've got all these crazy inside jokes, and I've talked about Damon Harrison shitting his pants for like 10 weeks now, and I word it differently every week. Like, there's a great Getty Images picture of him talking to a ref last week, and my caption was like, Damon Harrison asked for an injury timeout after shitting his pants, Detroit, USA, circa 2019. So I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss talking about Matt Ioannidis splitting butt cheeks.
I got to make the shirt.
Yeah. And
I'm going to have to make a cheek clapper 9,000 shirt.
Yeah. The cheek clapping club, all that. I mean, it was fun. Once I just finally decided I don't give a fuck like about being palatable to anyone anymore, it got fun real quick.
Yeah.
And one thing I would like to explain, just because people have been asking, the Tom Brady stealing poop and cramming it up your own ass thing, that's from South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, anyone that hasn't seen the new season, there's an episode where, what is it, Kyle's mom?
Yeah.
Kyle's mom gets a fecal transplant,
mm-hmm.
and she all of a sudden loses a bunch of weight and like, gets pretty and has energy and is, like, you know, this whole new person. So all the people in town want her poop. So Cartman and everyone like do an operation to steal Kyle's mom's poop. But then these other people figure out that if it works like that, then what happens if you steal Tom Brady's poop? Mm-hmm. Right. Then, I mean, that's some pretty good poop.
Yeah.
Right. So then you can become like a superstar and make all this money and stuff. So they like, you know, they try and steal Tom Brady's poop. And then once you steal the poop, you mix it in a turkey baster with water, cram it up your own butt and shoot it up there. That's how that works.
Yeah. I think that episode was called One for the Ladies.
Yes. That was an excellent, excellent episode. So no, that did not come out of my own twisted imagination. Yeah. That came out of South Park.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah.
It's been a good season of South Park.
It really has. It really has been. Yeah.
So my salad, I kind of tweeted about this today and it semi went viral. It was weird that like I didn't put in any retweet groups, nothing. I had a bunch of replies. There's been a lot of fantasy analysts, like high end ones, departing the industry this season. And I feel like it's a higher rate than normal. And I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that you could consider like have quote unquote made it.
Yeah.
You know, they're in established brands that I know pay their writers and they're just calling it quits, or they're at least tweeting that they're going to call it quits. And I don't know if maybe it's like a look at me thing, but it you know, guys that before we became fantasy analysts, I was following and, you know, reading their content and stuff. So, I don't know. It's a tough grind for sure.
It certainly is.
You know, I think that myself, I mean, I'm a website owner, so it's even more so for me. And I don't know. I've had those thoughts, but it just seems like something happened this year and maybe it's the amount of injuries that are happening. Just because that's like wearing on people, always constantly having to come up with, okay, who's the next guy up? And I don't know.
I mean, you know, so I can see it, right? Like it is a grind. It's a lot of work. Everyone's busy. Life happens. And then you get something wrong and some asshole with like 10 followers is telling you to fuck yourself. Like everyone's just approaching this the wrong way. Like, have fun with that. Like, like I had two people come after me this year. I eviscerated them both publicly to the point where they blocked me. I didn't even need to block them. I have no interest in blocking them. I lose no sleep over doing stuff like that. I'm just fucking here to help. If you're going to give me shit about it, I'm going to make you look like an idiot in front of everyone.
Right.
And that's what these people should be doing instead of taking it personally and quitting over it. Like, get the fuck out of here.
If it's necessarily quitting over individual people, they just announced that, you know, they're taking a step back. They're combing back on their dynasty leagues.
I read that thread you put out there, and I've seen other ones too. And that's definitely part of it, is people like get upset that there's like,
oh yeah, no, there's,
you know, clapback or whatever.
I've been seeing, there was an interesting one I saw the other day of a certain fantasy analyst who tends to step in their own poop. And just the clap back on that one. Let's just say, don't go duck hunting around this person.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes you in a way bring it on yourself. But these people just seem to be normal, like probably just grinding out a article a week kind of guys that have been doing it, probably lead a team. It's this, one brand I've seen like three or four people leaving. So I don't know.
I mean, I guess if it's not fun, then you got to give it up, but make it fun. You know what I mean? Like everyone's too worried about being accepted by everyone and yada yada.
And
being the, you don't worry about
getting
that.
All the followers.
Yeah. Do what you do for the people. Like I've got like a good 10 or 20 guys that since we've started doing this, I DM with constantly talking about like corners. Seriously. That's what we talk about, is like corners matchups. And that shit keeps me going. You know what I mean? Cause like these guys, like we like always like strategize like, oh, what's a good corner matchup this week and who's on waivers and stuff like that. And then at the end of the year, it's always the same thing. They're like, dude, another great year. Thank you. It was awesome. I'll see you next year. You know what I mean? And that's enough. That's, I don't need to get paid. I don't need fucking a million followers. Like, I helped a couple guys. And if you can keep it in that perspective, you're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to be doing it for the fun of it. Find the little things that are enjoyable.
Right.
When we started this whole thing, and I've got a, I guess, article, editorial, whatever you want to call it, coming out tomorrow that I'm going to be thanking, you know, our subscribers, our supporters and everything. And I started off with, we just wanted to do like a tiny show about IDP and just have fun with it. And we've pretty much been successful in that. Like, we have our jokes, we have our fun. It's a grind. We do this every week and we definitely look forward to the couple months off. But, you know, this is something like Johnny and I started off as roommates, with this show, and then we moved apart, but this keeps us together. You know, this is one of the things that we do each week and, you know, kind of keeps that friendship going. So find that. And, you know, if you're out there looking to start your own thing, like, don't start off trying to be the best. Just do it to have fun and see where it goes.
Right. You got to enjoy the little things.
Yeah, for sure. So let's keep this going with our week in review. And let's start with let's do our over, met, under expectations. Johnny, who's your over?
So as weird as it was another good Donald Payne week and a not great matchup, because Atlanta just does not, they're not a run first team. They're a pass first team, but they managed to get such a quick lead. They're up 14-0 in like the first 5 minutes of this game. And Jacksonville just could not score. So they ended up just running the last two quarters.
It was a great Devontae Freeman game.
Right, exactly. Freeman went out early and scored two touchdowns, and they never looked back. So the last two quarters of this game were spent with Atlanta just running the clock out, and that was perfect for Donald Payne. So he overproduced again. Will Compton, who I talked about in my last article, had another great game. And Fred Warner had a great game as well.
Nice. So my overproduced is Kenny Clark. He had a sack, a pass defense, and two tackles. And it was good. In the league I have him, he was an important piece that I picked him up last week off the waiver wire and then finally played him this week. And he helped me to third place. Last week, if I had played him, I would be in the championship, which, you know, sucks. Thinking back to our question at the beginning, what to do differently next year, I'm going to be studying those box scores like you do. That is something I got to definitely do. But let's do met expectations, Johnny.
Jamal Adams, first game back in a couple weeks, was hobbled. No one really trusted him, and he did A-okay. So that was good. Derwin James had a really nice week, and Demarius Randall, nice week.
Nice. My met is Melvin Ingram. He had a sack and a half, two tackles, and a tackle for a loss. It was good, and it was Melvin Ingram.
All righty, under.
Yep.
So I wrote a note in my like giant thing of notes I keep on my phone here. It says, 2020, do not draft Nick Vigil or Kirk Cousins. Because fuck both those guys, seriously. Vigil overall, if you look at his stats, had a fine year, but it only came in three or four games that he got the majority of those stats, and he let my ass down this week when I needed him, and I remember that shit. You know what I mean? That's why I don't have any Kiko Alonso this year.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember the people that let me down when I need it, and fuck them, and that's not like a real reason to not draft someone, but it's a real reason to me.
Yeah.
And I've got 60-something trophies and 25 titles, so I semi-know what I'm doing. So yeah, fuck you, Nick Vigil. You're never getting drafted again. Same thing with Minka Shit Patrick.
Oh,
this fucking guy. As I remember a month or two ago, everyone's like, "Hey, defensive player of the year, Minka Fitzpatrick, went from the Dolphins to the Steelers, and he's the MVP." He hasn't done shit in over a month now. Well over a month, almost 2 months. He's a rich man's Eddie Jackson. That's all he is.
Oof.
I'm telling you.
Tough words.
It's boomer bust, and lately it's been bust. Even Eddie Jackson's had far, far more good games than him this year. So also eat shit as well, Minka Fitzpatrick. And unfortunately, DeForest Buckner had a bad game, but he's great. So
yeah, I was going to say, I saw him on your list there. I was like, what are you going to say about
him? No, nothing. He's great.
That big man.
He's fine. He's good.
He could probably sit on you and shove you up own butt.
He's good. Here's the thing, though. Like, Nick Vigil plays inside linebacker. Minkah Fitzpatrick plays safety. Those are two positions where you're supposed to be semi-consistent.
Right.
A defensive tackle's not going to go off every week, and Buckner's done it far more often than not this year.
Yeah. For my underproduced, I don't have as strong of a reaction. This wasn't like a total letdown game, but Jalen Smith only had 3 tackles and 5 assists. And considering what he should be doing, what I drafted him to do, that's just, that's a letdown in, you know, the week you need it most.
Yeah.
So speaking of all that, you talked in your salad about the Cowboys. Do you think Washington can beat them this week?
Probably not, but they'll cover. They're getting 10.5 points.
Yeah. I'm just being a Lions fan, we need the Washington to upset you guys so that we can take that second pick.
It's certainly possible. I just feel like this. It's heading towards, they'll get a win, so it'll be like exactly 8-8. And it'll be enough to keep Garrett so that we remain in purgatory forever.
Oh, didn't they just sign him for 5 years?
No,
was that a fake one?
Yes.
Oh,
are you serious?
I got caught on
You fell for that shit?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really like look into it. I just saw.
Yeah.
It was a screen cap.
Right. No, that was fake. Gotcha.
Brought to you by a special partnership with StatementGames.com, a DFS-style game centered around Vegas betting. Join us playing this free game, this is our last week, that allows you to rank statements by confidence to win coins. Coins can be exchanged for gift cards, but don't forget to spin the wheel for more free coins each day. This season, the IDB guys will be partnering for the Sunday Night Game Contest, which ends this weekend, and giving away gear to the tournament winner. Johnny will be highlighting his top 3 statements for this tournament and keeping track how he does each week. So, Johnny, how did you do this Sunday? How did you do overall this season?
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at this, but whatever. It's fun, and it's free, and you get to win swag, and you get to win gift cards. So, why not, right? I mean, it's free. Last week was KC and the Bears. So I had KC defense over 1.5 turnovers. That didn't happen. Over 2.5 sacks. That didn't happen. Mahomes over 2.5 touchdown passes. That did happen. And overall, their defense played extremely well. They just didn't need to get turnovers because Chicago was shit. They couldn't do anything. They went 3 and out like all game long. All right. This week we've got Seattle, San Francisco part 2. And what I've gone with this week, we don't have the numbers yet, but I know how these set up, is I'm going with 49ers defense for sacks. Whatever the number is, I'm going over. 49ers defense for turnovers. Whatever the number is, I'm going over. In Seattle rushing, whatever the number is, I'm going under. Seattle is just decimated with injuries right now. And Marshawn Lynch hasn't played football in Christ knows how long, and you're just going to plug him back in or run Travis Homer. The rushing one is a lock, definitely. As for the rest of it, without a strong run game, the rest of their offense turns to shit. They're a play-action passing team, not a drop-back and passing team. So they can't just stand in the pocket and throw. That's where the sacks are going to come from because they're going to have to do that at some point. And the turnovers, it's just, you know, they're under so much pressure that I just feel like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I believe it. I think losing Chris Carson is a major blow, and I don't think Beast Mode 2005 is going to do much for them. That's kind of just a warm body. And then what, Robert Turbin too? They brought him back.
Yeah, I mean they looked at him. I don't think they brought him back.
No.
It's like Travis Homer in Beast Mode and. I don't know. There might be like a practice squad guy or something, but their offense only works in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a bunch of times this year what happens when they get behind and have to just stop running and pass, it does not go well.
Right. Yeah. So I agree with that. I think that's good. One thing I do want to say, I greatly appreciate Statement Games reaching out to us and sponsoring this segment throughout the season. We're looking at, you know, obviously week 17. Keep playing with them. We're going to, you know, keep working with them as long as possible. But as far as our contest goes, this will be the last week of it. So if you want to get in, go to idpguys.org. The banner at the top, click that, brings you right into statementgames.com, where you can log in very easily. One click with Facebook or Google account gets you right in. Look for our contest in the lobby for that Sunday night game. And, you know, if you're a new new player, you get 60 free coins going through that. You get coins every day, and it's fun. You get to play with us. We're going to keep playing throughout the off season, and they have all the other games as well. You know, they've got baseball games, they got hockey games. You can keep playing this year round. Good app, good game to play. Definitely enjoy it. So Johnny, you want to finish off your segment?
Alrighty. The other two picks last week were, God, excuse me, smoking too much pole. Was KC -5.5 at the Bears. That was obviously A-okay. They destroyed the Bears. And Buffalo +6.5 at the Patriots. They lost by 7. So missed by a half point. We are 17-15 on the season. Next week, I'm taking Packers -12 at Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Detroit defense is just hot garbage right now. The offense can't score any points. And the Packers need to win this game to wrap up a first-round bye, so they're just going to come out guns a-blazing.
Did you hear about there's a Saints fan who offered David Blanc a free brand-new truck?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
If he wins,
yeah. That's funny. I don't think it's happening. yeah, so Packers should win and cover that, I believe. And then I'm taking, because I'm a nihilist, Redskins +10.5 against Dallas. They might not win, but they should cover, because we be hot garbage right now. Yeah.
That's a high point differential there.
Yeah, I don't know why that spread's so high. So I think they're trying to get as much Redskins action as possible.
Yeah, probably, because no one would look at that and go, yeah, I'm going Redskins. Mm. You know, so, yeah, I believe it. I'm hoping the Redskins can actually win. That would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Lions get into that second spot for the draft.
Right. The race for Chase Young.
Yeah.
And before we wrap up, just want to say thank you to everyone for reading this year, for listening this year, for interacting with us, for, you know, just being part of the crew. And
thanks to our crew for doing what they do, doing articles, putting in the time with the research. We've had some great additions this season as far as guys coming in. We've had a lot of growth, which is cool, something we never expected. I've got a whole thing coming out tomorrow, like I said, about this, and also explaining some of the stuff coming in next year. We've got big plans going on, and a lot of things that we're working with, like our friends that aren't necessarily on staff, you know, other Twitter entities, to create some projects that are kind of outside the realm of what we've been doing. So I just a blanket thank you to everyone. Thank you for allowing us to be where we're at. And, we look forward to next year, but, make sure you're following us, at IDP guys individually. I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142. Our co-host, who is with family right now, 'cause it's Christmas Eve. And he's not a degenerate like us.
No, he's with Bill Cartwright getting crapped on.
is at Lanny1925. Subscribe to the show. Go to idpguys.org in the sidebar. There are links to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and a RSS feed for the podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, become a subscriber. This, I need to let you all know that if you are on the fence of becoming a subscriber, I would suggest doing it now. Lock in that year price. We are going to be raising it next year, and we're going to be adding a lot of new stuff. So you can get the low price for the year through the next season and get all the benefits of the new stuff we're going to be doing. We've got other brands that we're going to be bringing in to help us put out great new premium content. We're going to be solidifying the stuff that we have been offering so that it's on time, better quality, all that kind of stuff. The last year was a beta test. We've learned a lot from it, and we're going to be improving. And then we're going to have an actual product to be put out in April that'll be combined in all of this. We'll be kind of read my article tomorrow, and we'll have more information disseminating as we kind of figure it out. But become a subscriber. It's worth it. Get into that subscriber chat and, you know, hang out with us, talk, chat. You can ask all the questions you want, utilize the website and everything. It's, I can't stress enough. Like, it's the cheapest it's going to be. Get in there now. YouTube, Writer Digest Network, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, hit the bell. We've got a lot of videos going up now, and then we're going to have even more coming. And then if you're looking for a fantasy football shirt, myfantasyfootballshirt.com, great designs. With that, Johnny?
Protect Baby Yoda, follow Tony Johns, and worship Abu Freak.